This is more than just a funny guy. Why more than just a funny guy? Because that's what I am, nigga. I don't want y'all to know me as, Murph so funny. Nah, see, I got a real, real truthful side too. I want you guys to see that. I want to bring y'all into my world, what I really feel and how I really feel about people, and what's going on in the United States and around the world today. So sit back, listen to me, subscribe, and let's just vibe, dog. More than just a funny guy coming to you. Let's go. Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy Murph. We're back today. Today I have a special guest with me. I'm not going to use the term local because local puts a ceiling on people. So I'm going to use the term up and coming. He's a rapper out of Waco. Some of y'all may know him, some of y'all may not. If you don't, check him out on all his handles. He'll give them to you. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, man?
All right, so some of y'all might know me already, but I go as Malord the Great. You can find me on Instagram as Malord underscore the Great. And I've been doing music for a minute. A lot of y'all might already know me from the Cyphers, the Waco Cyphers. Shout out A-Ray TV. Kind of been doing my thing on the independent grind lately, so we'll get more into that.
Yeah, man, I've been checking you out here lately. But it's crazy because you go by Malord the Great now. But I remember when you was Money Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out, you had a real interesting scheme, if I can remember. I think you were passing out flyers for your first mixtape.
Correct.
How'd you come up with that, man?
Just like when I first came out, you know, everybody was still doing the CD grind. You know, a lot of them changed over then, since then. But a lot of people now, you know, use social media more. But back then, people still wanted, you know, hard copy CDs. So I had flyers. I was passing them out wherever I could. Especially on campus, back in MCC, in college, just trying to get my name out there more. Just doing a lot of, like, footwork network.
Yeah, you got to put the grind in. I remember seeing the flyer, man. I think I was at the convenience store in East Waco, and I seen it at AJ's, and I was like, damn, who is this? And I, like, knew who you were, but looking at it, I was like, nah, that ain't the same. Somebody else. But so you started there. I think you had – your mom was helping you pass them out too, wasn't she?
Well, she, I know I gave her some, like, my brother and my mom, and a lot of the flyers, too. They was, like, a given from the Summer Bash shows we used to do, the car shows in the summer. And so they had, like, my music on there, too, and I was able to pass those flyers out, just kind of get my name out. And that's also kind of, like, you know, how I helped kind of get the word out for TOG and our group, you know what I'm saying, just pushing out the flyers and, like, yo, this is my crew right here, you know what I'm saying? We can all spit, so that's kind of how it all started.
Yeah, I could all spit, man. Moving forward, though, do you think we'll ever get any music from TOG?
Man, I would hope so. I would hope so, because I feel like that's what the fans want.
Hell yeah.
They've been asking us for years.
Cause
so.
I ain't going to lie, bro. Look, I knew TOG for three members, right?
Mm-hmm.
You, Timo, Cam. I knew who Mana was. I ain't know the nigga could spit.
Yeah.
And I think at the time, I was like, this nigga loud. But then I got to listening to this nigga, and I was like, this nigga can rap.
And you know what it is also, Mana, he was locked up for the beginning, you know, was really getting our name out there. He was kind of locked up for the first few years.
Yeah. He the only one that really kept the TOG handle, right?
Yeah, he put in his name.
Yeah, that's dope, man. I
commend him for that, you know what I'm saying? Because he kept the memory alive. Maybe like some of the younger audience who don't know about TOG, they were like, oh, what does that stand for? You know what I'm saying? They can go back and look, you know, they can look at the ciphers and they can see everything that we had going, the movement.
TOG was tough. I ain't going to lie. Because I remember we shot the second cipher. And I think this shit funny because TOG was like, we ain't doing it. Fuck it. We ain't doing it. And I remember sitting with Ray and I was like, how the fuck they going to tell us they not doing the cypher? Fuck it. Don't let them do it. And then I was like, this shit ain't going to be worth the shit if TOG don't come. We need them three niggas, man. I never heard y'all as together. Like, I know y'all probably got projects that y'all never put out together.
A lot of unreleased music for sure.
Yeah. And just hearing how, like, you niggas elevated a lot. Like, y'all elevated a lot. Like, y'all, like, because Joker was TOG too, or was he just affiliated?
No, Joker's TOG is about at least 9 to 10 members. Man, I would say we the Southern Wu-Tang.
Yeah, because
we had so many members, we was deep, you know what I mean?
Joker, he's so versatile. And
right.
the thing about it is everybody knew this nigga was a artist, but we wouldn't hear shit.
Yeah.
Like I used to always say, damn, these niggas don't put out shit, but they can rap. Cam, like, I remember y'all recording y'all shit at the Cyphers, boom. And then we having intermissions and it's, oh, I'll go again. Oh, I'll go again. So he really got snippets. Ray got snippets of unreleased Cypher footages from you guys that ain't nobody seen.
I know it's going to come out eventually, man. I know you probably got a documentary in the tuck or something.
Like, that need to come out because that other shit, we ain't. So, yeah, we hope we get the TOG music, but you just released a new track.
Right.
It's called Trapped.
Okay.
That's a good song, man.
Okay, appreciate it. I was going to ask y'all, man, I'm doing an interview, have y'all listen to my music, man, which y'all up on it, you know
what I'm saying?
I like
Trapped. I ain't going to lie. So, I'm a hard critic, especially of guys like you, Cam, Keese, like niggas that I know can rap. If I feel like you can do better, I'll tell you, hey, you can do better. A-Ray know it, man. Like, people may think I'm crazy because I say, fuck them. That shit was whack.
Yeah, I know you ain't holding no punches.
I tell them, fuck them. And it'll make it think I don't like niggas. I don't like them, but no, it ain't even that. Like, you can't put out no bullshit for me and then expect me to tell you, hey, that shit was live, bro.
Right.
Because I hold y'all to a standard because y'all really, like, yeah, we give a lot of credit to T-Token and Texas Money Boys, but at the time, I don't think it was a lot of artists out in Waco. And then I don't think people really start wanting to rap until they start seeing those cyphers.
I always say that. I feel like we start a whole new movement, new era. Like rap people really spitting and stuff for our, you know, our era, for sure. So
I hold y'all to a standard because when you look on that cypher and you see the same guys, it's like, ooh, these the faces of Waco. So when you drop bullshit, I got to tell you, hey, that shit was trash. But Trapped is dope, bro. How you come up with that?
Oh, man, at first it was just going to be a loose single, but the more I started really just, like, listening to the song myself, I was like, okay, man, this might be, like, the first single I put off the album because I felt like it was, there's a lot of, you know, feelings that I was going through writing the song, you know, how I was really feeling. I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I've been rapping for so long, but I don't feel like it's going nowhere, or what's really holding me back, you know what I'm saying? Is it me and myself, or is it my surroundings? You know what I'm saying? What am I doing? Not making the right moves, moving backward. You know, I feel like a lot of artists, you know, especially up-and-coming artists feel that way sometimes when things ain't going their way. They might feel like they trapped in a situation or what's going on.
Just give up.
And they give up, but, you know, the moral of the story is to keep going. You know what I'm saying? Even though you might feel trapped, it doesn't mean that you can't get untrapped. You can't get out of that situation and better your situation. So, I'm like, for this album, I'm really trying to, like, make music that motivates people.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more feeling, and my new music's more mature a little bit. Kind of reason why I just did the whole rebranding and changing my name and all that stuff. So, I mean, we can get into that too. But
So what made you want to rebrand and get away from the Money Boy?
Maturity, you know, so and get older. I feel like Money Boy is a different personality than my Lord. It's crazy because I remember somebody told me that. It was like a female I used to talk to back in the gap. She's like, Money Boy is different from Lord. I said, oh, you think so? And I really started thinking about it. And, you know, I started, like, reflecting on it. I said, maybe it is, you know, two different personalities. Money Boy, he more the flamboyant, flashy.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't say cocky, but confident. You know, he like to flex.
Nah, nigga, it's all right to be cocky. Shit, flex. You got it.
But my Lord is a different person. You know, that's the real me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to give fans only half of me, so I might as well give them the real me.
Yeah.
And then my Lord is my real name. A lot of people don't know that. But it's an icebreaker. Every time somebody be like, that's your real name. Sometimes I get carded. Like, I show them my ID and shit like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was like, man, my mom gave me this name for a reason. Like, why I'm not using it?
That's right.
Money Boy kind of generic. But, I mean, it's people still call me that to this day. But, you know, after Money Bag, yo, and Money Man, I'm like, damn, I needed to switch it up.
Yeah.
I need to rebrand myself and come back out, you know what I'm saying, and do something different.
So what's next for you? Like, you got a project coming soon, or?
Yeah, man. You know, it's been a long time coming, definitely. I think the last project I put out, I was working with A-Ray. We talked about it. We did, like, a interview. So now, like, almost 10 years later, rebranding and changing up my sound and everything. I'm locked in. I got a producer I work with. And the album, I'm really going to push it. I I'm really going to promote it, and hopefully, you know, people receive it well.
Are you going to have hard copies with your album or just digital?
I mean, more than likely, it'll be mostly digital. I'm going to have it on all streaming services and sites, but I probably will do, for fans that have been rocking with me for a long time, I'll do like a set limited amount of hard copies. And, you know, they can get that, you know what I'm saying, if they really want it. I don't want to give away all the punches and how I'm going to promote it, but I definitely probably will have gifts for certain fans, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, how do you, your video concept for Trap, so it's like a part of the video, I think it was a part where somebody was getting arrested, and it's like, how'd y'all come up with that concept? Because, you know, a lot of artists, they come out with songs and then their videos don't match, but your video and your song, it like, it rolled right into each other.
Right.
Like, especially with your verses. Like, you were saying certain verses, you'll say your verse, and then in part of that verse, it was like, it's like an old 90s feel. Like, when niggas used to really take the time to say, hey, this is what I'm giving you. I'm not just giving you this song. I'm in the bullshit video. I'm giving you.
Telling a story, yeah, right? Yeah, because a lot of videos now, they just be, you know, trap videos, you ain't got to do much. You just be turned up, you know what I'm saying?
In the club,
in front of the camera, anywhere. Money, yeah. It don't matter, you know? Money spread on your arm and all that. But, yeah, man, like I said, just part of me wanted to tell a story and, you know what I'm saying, give my music some feeling. And I kind of wanted to make it relatable. So, I mean, like, even on the second verse, a lot of the verses in, like, the third person, I'm speaking from the listener's point of view. Yeah. It's not me, right? So I'm like, man, you feel trapped because, you know what I'm saying, you got caught up at the store hustling. Or you feel trapped because you ain't got no family where you at and you down on your ass, you ain't got no money, or you feel trapped because you're in a bad relationship, you know what I'm saying, whether it be like a bad abusive domestic relationship or whatever the case may be, and you want to get out that situation, but you feel like you're not moving forward. Maybe you made a bad decision, you know, you was an athlete, you lost, you know what I'm saying, your scholarship and stuff because you was, you know, partaking in drugs or whatever it may be, and I just kind of went to that story, and then I already had the vision, you know what I'm saying, and how I wanted it to play out, you know what I'm saying, and it was kind of brought through the visual, you know what I'm saying? It kind of ran through like a little mini movie.
Yeah, it did, man. Yeah. It was a good feel, like, especially with the domestic violence scene, because it's not talked about.
Right.
And then it's not seen. So to see it, because that's, especially with kids, they interpret what they see. So they see drugs, money, guns, that's what they put out. So now you showing a side that, hey, you know, you beat up this girl, you really going to jail. You get what I'm saying?
Nah, like, real life. You know what I'm just talking about?
Like, this is real. Situation. You're going to jail. So, and I feel like they need to see that, man. Like, that was a great body of work for you and the team. Like, I'd get at a W. That's a win.
Appreciate it.
I liked it. I actually watched it a couple of times. And soon as he was like, hey, I'm gonna interview my Lord, I was like, oh, yeah, I need to ask him about Trap. Trap got to come out. But another question is, with the Waco music scene growing, because it's probably as big as it's ever been right now, we got two that's signed. Are you looking forward to working with anybody?
I'll say I'm open to work with anybody. Anybody wants to work with me. I do know, like, for the album, I didn't really, like, I know in the past I kind of set features of, like, okay, I need them on my track. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially when you're up and coming, you got artists that you really want to work with, and I'm like, man, I want to do a song with them. Excuse me. But now it's like, I'm not, like, trying to force anything. It just has to be organic. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And if I feel like the person would really sound good on the song, then I might reach out to them. But I'm not trying to create a song just to put somebody on there that I think will sound right, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna switch it up a little bit, because I've been wanting to ask you this question. I see this all the time from you.
Okay.
I mean, what's your issue with Drake, man? Like, I got to get a laugh out of this. Like, I want to know. I always want to say, damn, why you don't like Drake? Like, I see people tag you and shit that Drake posts, and you just be like, ah, fuck that shit.
It's not an issue. I think I'm more of a, I just like underdogs. Like,
yeah.
You know, Kendrick's still one of my favorite rappers, J. Cole.
How you like that album?
Kendrick's album was good. J. Cole actually had my favorite album within the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I really like artists that's really spitting, talking about something.
So, yeah, you a hard critic, so you don't listen to no Drake in your car.
If it come on the radio, man, I'm not gonna just go out my way to turn it.
I think you lying. I think you got it on your. I think you got it on your iPod. You let.
I ain't gonna go out my way to turn it. I'm not.
I've been asked. I say, damn, this nigga hard on Drake. But I mean, that's good though. That says a lot about musically for you, because Drake puts out, like, Kendrick Kendrick and J. Cole, they dropping balls like all the time. Drake putting out, like, really, he can just throw some shit together and that shit gonna fly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I understand exactly where you're coming from. It's like, I want to hear this.
And I'm a tough critic, bro. Like, I feel like I'm even more tough critic on myself.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, I'd be wanting to make music that if it wasn't me, would I want
somebody else to listen
would
to
it? Would I want to listen to it? No, yeah. if I wasn't me and I was just a fan, would I want to listen to it?
Yeah.
I think some people, when they make music, they be like, it's me, so I like it. Now I'd be like, would I listen to this if it wasn't me? Or would this person listen to it if it wasn't me? And if I feel like by any chance, no, then I'm not going to put it out.
Sometimes you got to drop it. That shit. Somebody going to like it, man.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, that also makes you grow as an artist. Then you realize your faults and where you need to grow to be better. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way you can get better is if you realize what your weaknesses are and then, you know, work on those.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you got any shows coming up or any festivals that you plan on going to?
I'm definitely trying to. I'm working with some people. We're trying to put like a little movement, like a little management team and stuff like that. So they're trying to give me more shows. Definitely trying to expand, you know what I'm saying, outside the city and do more in the city.
Yeah.
I'm down to work with people in the city. They got shows coming up like that, you know, and I can, perform my new music. Then yeah, I'm down with that for sure.
Yeah. And that's what I'm looking for, because what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to find a way to bring everybody closer. Like, it would be dope as fuck for me to have you sitting in this chair, Wes sitting in that chair, Tron in that chair, somebody that just want to rap that just started in this chair, and then we just all vibing. Like, and then if y'all go to the studio after that, I could be like, damn, like, all these niggas, they just put them all in one chair, man. And like,
yeah,
like, if we could get a real Waco collab, like, just an album, like, or just a bunch of y'all on a bunch of tracks and just put the shit out and just see where it go. Because the city too big and it's too divided. That's how I look at it. I don't think, like, you got you willing to work with people, but then you got some that's like,
isolate themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, and then expect people to be like, oh, I want to come work with you. No, that ain't how it work. Like what you're doing, man, is I like it. It's moving forward. I mean, I ain't know you was my Lord the Great. I was calling you Money Boy probably a few minutes ago. That shit crazy to me. But it's definitely something to look out for, man. I think the city needs more of it. Hopefully, we can get that mug on the Waco Awards.
Definitely, man. I missed it this last year, man, but hopefully I get a few categories this year, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we hope you get
But that was on me, though. You know what I'm saying? I didn't release anything in within time. I took some time off, and then now hopefully I can get a few categories this year.
Get you something in there, man, and hell, get you up there, let you put that song out, man, especially if you got some music.
Yeah, man, you know, and then I feel like the music is really, it's going to be better this year. It's kind of family-oriented right now. You know, my brother producing most of the album, so I feel like it worked. The chemistry is there. Yeah. The music gonna be even better than before.
And it's a family thing, so you ain't really gotta worry about fucking over nobody. We gonna do this. If I go, hey, this is my producer.
He come with me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You ain't gotta worry about waiting later. Man, I really don't have much more. You wanna give the people your handles again if they missed it from the beginning?
Oh, okay, for sure, yeah. So you can find me on Instagram at @Malord_the_great. Same for Twitter. And if y'all want to email me about any features or bookings, you can hit my Gmail at malordamos88@gmail.com.
All right, man, we're going to wrap it up. Y'all go check out his new single, Trap. Be looking for his new music. Y'all have a nice day.
Sure.